You are listening to the Dressing Room podcast series brought to you by Cricket Next. On this episode of Dressing Room, we take a look at Brendan McCullum's cricketing career.
When one thinks of Brendan Baz McCullum's stroke play, the words brutal, power, smash and destructive come to mind. When one thinks of his personality, the words understated, humble, quiet perhaps come to mind. He has been one of the modern greats of the game and did a lot to keep New Zealand cricket on the map in a cricketing world dominated by the big three, India, England and Australia. Suffice to say that he would have been a much bigger star of the game had he been a player from any of the big three. His records certainly back up that statement. While we in India remember him most famously for the 158 he smashed in the inaugural game of the IPL in 2008, there was a lot more to Baz. At the time of his retirement, he held the record for the most tests anyone had played consecutively since making their debut, 101 consecutive test matches. He was the first Kiwi to make a triple century. At that time, he was also the player with the most T20 runs. He held the record for the fastest 50 in a World Cup, scored off just 18 balls against England in 2015 and became the first Kiwi captain to lead his team to a World Cup final. In his final test in 2016, he scored the fastest test century in terms of deliveries faced when he smashed a century in just 54 balls. Talk about going out when you are on top. Thus, the tag of a modern great of the world game fits McCullum well. The early years. Brendan came from a cricketing family. His father, Stuart, was a long-time first-class cricketer, playing 75 first-class matches. Thus, both he and his elder brother, Nathan, took to cricket seriously and both went on to represent New Zealand internationally. Baz made his first-class debut for Otago in 1999 and got a name for himself for his aggressive style of play. He was part of the New Zealand Under-19 squad for the 2000 Under-19 World Cup. It was the same tournament in which players like Yuvraj, Michael Clarke and Mohammad Kaif were involved. That he could also keep the wickets aided his case and soon in 2002, he made his ODI debut in 2002 as a 20-year-old against Australia. He had a fairly mediocre start to his career and it was only in his 22nd innings that he got past the 50 mark for the first time against Australia. The fact that he kept wickets helped him to retain his spot in the team and he became quite useful with his quick cameos laid down the order during this time. It propelled him to make his debut against South Africa at home in 2004. He scored a 50 in his very first test innings and followed that with three more 50s in his next seven innings, the highest of those being a 96 against England at Lord's. A maiden test century followed soon after in his seventh test away against Bangladesh. In tests too, consistent run of big scores eluded him and he got in the practice of scoring quick cameos in test cricket as well. Brash Baz. The reckless nature of his stroke play, no matter what the situation, prevented him from getting really big scores in both the test and ODI cricket. A strike rate ticking over 100 in ODIs and 65 to 70 in tests, but not accentuated by big scores except the odd knock. This was the trend of his career between 2005 and 2007, the odd brilliant knock. In fact, after getting his second test in his 16th test in 2005 against Zimbabwe in August 2005, his third test century came only in his 43rd test in March 2009 against India. But he was an important cog in the setup and was made vice-captain of the team in 2007-2008. But there were a couple of incidents during this period which are not things you would associate with the genial Baz. In 2006, he ran out Muralidharan, who had stepped out of his crease to congratulate Kumar Sangakkara on completing his century. McCullum quickly whipped the bails off and claimed a run out, thus denying Sangakkara the century in the process. Years later, in 2016, McCullum publicly apologized to Sangakkara about this incident during the Cowdery lecture, stating that it was that incident which made him evaluate his approach to the kind of spirit he wished to play the game with. That bizarre incident helped create the classy McCullum we know today. In 2008, as vice-captain, it was widely thought that he instigated the senior players in the team to go against then-coach Andy Moles, leading Moles to resign. Moles made it clear that he did so due to differences with senior players. That incident also cost McCullum the captaincy. That knock. Then came the innings that made him immortal in world cricket. It also made people take note of how dangerous a player he was. Enough and more has been written about the 158 he scored for KKR against RCB in the first ever match of the IPL in 2008. It gave a boost to the IPL and made him an instant T20 star. His aggressive style was always better suited to the crash-bang wallop of T20, and that knock played a huge role in McCullum being a top-flight name for franchises all around the T20 leagues. It enabled him to earn good money playing in leagues like the BBL, BPL, CPL and PSL. He played all over the world and scored all over the world. In fact, he had a massive impact in T20 internationals too and was the first player to score two T20I centuries besides being was the leading scorer in T20 cricket around the world until Chris Gayle went universe boss on the game. Baz ended his T20 international career with 2,140 runs at an average of over 35 and strike rate over 137. His exploits around the world in T20 leagues made him one of legends of T20. Taking over the captaincy, the McCullum brand of New Zealand cricket. Brendan McCullum was handed the captaincy of the New Zealand cricket team after Ross Taylor, the incumbent at the time, had a falling out with the team management. It was a tricky situation for McCullum to be put in, and it strained his relationship with Taylor, who decided to withdraw from the team for the subsequent series. However, McCullum took to captaincy well, and the team blossomed under him. McCullum led from the front, scoring aggressively and consistently in ODIs, tests and T20s. He also ensured his team played hard, aggressive but fair cricket. His team was not one to sledge oppositions. This brand of cricket endeared him to the cricketing fraternity at large, and he became a model leader around the world. He shaped the identity of the New Zealand team as we know them now. They will never concede an inch, they will never stop trying to win, they will always fight fire with fire, they just won't resort to sledging. It was as if the entire team became the embodiment of him. His peak. The 2013-14 season saw McCullum at the peak of his powers. He became the first New Zealander to score a triple century, 302 against India in 2014, coming into bat at 52 for 3 while trying to get his team out of a difficult situation, following a test again against the Indians where he scored a double century. He was to score another double century later in the year against Pakistan to become the first New Zealander to score more than 1,000 runs in a calendar year, making 1,164 runs in a calendar year. He also won the New Zealand Sportsperson of the Year award in 2014. Playing no-nonsense, aggressive, entertaining cricket all the while. The 2015 World Cup. The patchy form of the New Zealand openers and the solidity in the middle order provided by the likes of Kane Williamson and Grant Elliott prompted McCullum to promote himself as opener. He settled into the role with an in-form Martin Guptill. It turned out to be an inspired move by McCullum. He once again decided to lead from the front and tried to take every opposition bowler to the cleaners. They all suffered the results of his aggressive stroke play as the Kiwi skipper ended the tournament with 328 runs at a staggering strike rate of 188.50. He was the enforcer at the top for the New Zealand side and in the process scored the fastest ever 50 in the World Cup. In fact, he scored aggressive and quick fire knocks throughout the tournament, especially against Australia in a pool match and crucially a 59 off 26 balls against South Africa in the semi-final. The win in the semis was the first by a New Zealand side in 6 World Cup semi-finals. Unfortunately, he got out in the very first over in the final, which many believe was the reason New Zealand lost the match. Even so, he became the first New Zealand captain to lead his team to a final. In the process, his aggressive, entertaining style won him a legion of new fans. Bowing out of international cricket in style. Baz announced his retirement from international cricket in December 2015, stating that the series that was to follow against Australia was to be his last. He ensured though that he went out with a bang. In his final test played at home, he came into bat in, you guessed it, an aggressive mood. He scored the fastest test century of just 54 balls and eventually ended up making 145 runs of just 79 balls. In the second innings, he scored 25 runs of just 27 balls for a match aggregate of 170 runs in his final test, the highest by a captain in his final test, thereby becoming the first captain to score a century in his final test. He also became the first player to play 100 consecutive tests right from his debut. When he retired, he was the most successful New Zealand captain in terms of winning ratio to total matches at 37.93%. Baz, the captain, has 11 wins, 11 draws and 9 losses to his credit. His win ratio in ODIs at 59.43% is also the best for a New Zealand captain who has led in over 30 matches. He bowed out in style in ODIs too, scoring 47 of just 27 balls in his last innings, helping his team win the ODI series against Australia 2-1. Brendan McCullum quit when he was ahead, clearly showing that at the age of 34, he could have played on for a couple of years more. He certainly was one of the fittest cricketers going around. It served him well as he played franchise T20 cricket for a few years after retirement and still does so in the PSL. In the BBL, he formed a bludgeoning partnership with Chris Lynn at the top for the Brisbane Heat. The duo were quickly dubbed the Bash Brothers for their style of play. McCullum's international stats read as follows. Tests 101, innings 176, runs 6,453, average 38.64, 50s 31, 100s 12, ODIs 260, innings 228, runs 6,083, strike rate 96.37, 100s 5, 50s 32. The stats, the manner of play and the performances are self-explanatory. McCullum was viewed as one of the most destructive batsmen of the modern era. More importantly, the recalcitrant Baz of earlier years matured into an elderly statesman of the gentleman's game and left a wonderful, lasting impression as a cricketer who played from the heart and an entertainer par excellence.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.